It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
What are the markets doing in reaction to the tariffs? David Fisher's here a little bit later to discuss Money Monday. Gina Loudon will be in to give us a view of suburban women from the campaign trail and why it matters. Joey Pullman from The Federalist on what colleges are doing to really cram grades on conservative students. And we start with breaking news with Congressman Lee Zeldin.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you know President Trump, you know that he is someone who looks at military conflict as the last possible option. He doesn't want to have a military conflict, but it could be an effective deterrent to be prepared for it and to show a willingness to use it if necessary.
That is my first guest today, fresh out of the green room. We've got a lot of other great people lined up for you. We're going to hear from Mr. Schuller, Mr. Fisher, Ms. Loudon, Ms. Pullman, all before we're done. But let's get straight to Congressman Lee Zeldin. He represents proudly New York's first congressional district, and he is also serving on a couple of important committees, one of which is the focus of tonight's rally at Times Square. If you're around 711 7th Avenue, 7th and 48th, I hope that you'll come on down between 5 and 7 tonight. I'll be on stage. There'll be others that will be speaking to the crowd assembled. But this is really an attempt to help Nancy Pelosi understand that removing Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs, the powerful Foreign Affairs Committee, would be in the best interest of the Democratic Party. We'll see if she listens. But Congressman Zeldin, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've got some inside information that I can't exactly explain how I know all this, except that I've got a family member who's just coming off of cruise, and his insight from one aircraft carrier to another has been very helpful for me to understand the Iran equation a little bit more. But Congressman Zeldin, there are a lot of people that seem to be thinking that John Bolton is trying to rush President Trump to just drop bombs on Iran like 2 seconds ago. Can you, for the people that are afraid that Trump is being turned into a hawk, can you explain what he's actually doing there?
The United States, especially under this administration, is going to defend the United States if a foreign government attacks it. That is a job of the commander-in-chief, of the president of the United States. It's our job in Congress. So when the president, whether it's 2 years ago and going back and forth with Kim Jong-un, saying that if he was to attack the United States, that Kim Jong-un would be met with fire and fury, the same thing goes now with Iran or any other country. But that doesn't mean that the military option is a desired choice. And I'm very confident in saying that this president looks at the military option as the last possible option. But he is someone who is willing to use it if it comes down to it, if we were to get attacked by the Iranians. But you know, some people are taking it way out of context, as if President Trump wants some type of a preemptive strike on Iran, as if he wants military conflict. That couldn't possibly be any further from the truth.
I you know what I liken it to, Representative? Sometimes I'm a dad of three kids, 9, 7, almost 5, going on 40. She wants to run the world, but she's the 5-year-old right now. Anyway, there are times when I say, if you even think about doing that, you're going to have the worst weekend of your life. You will write more sentences than you've ever written. You will be grounded from everything. There will be no Kindle or video games. There will be no Apple TV. You will be in your room for the... Now, I don't want to invoke any of this, but I lay down that strict, bright line to say this is absolutely unacceptable. And I just think that sometimes these people that are criticizing the president have come from everyone gets a participation trophy kind of households. You know, oh, well, you almost did your best, so we'll take you out for pizza on Friday. You could have passed the test, but you failed it instead. So here, have a lollipop. Is that kind of what we're up against here, a psychology that we're just not used to seeing anymore?
Well, right. We had 8 years of Barack Obama where when red lines were crossed, there were no consequences, where we were dealing with adversaries from positions of strength for no good reason, where we were rolling over specifically in the negotiation of the Iran nuclear deal.
Right.
But President Trump comes in with a different approach where there are consequences if you want to attack the United States, and we will be prepared. My background is the military way before serving in Congress, and we learned very early in our military training of this rule of fire supremacy. For every one bullet that's fired at you, you fire three back. And it's important for the military, for the United States government, to be prepared if a round was fired at us, that we would be responding threefold, sixfold, 30-fold. But you can't get caught off guard on your heels and unprepared. That
right.
applies to North Korea. It applies to Iran and anyone else.
No, I think that that's all well and good. Let's shift gears a little bit. How much focus does the world stage demand the president to pay attention to this stuff when people like your fellow committee woman, Ilhan Omar, are saying abhorrently anti-Semitic things that are oftentimes more helpful to our enemies than to our allies?
It's a huge problem where people there are many in Congress who want to weaken Donald Trump. They want to remove him from power. They have pledged to resist, oppose, impeach, obstruct everything and anything. And that's highly problematic, specifically as it relates to this one member. Beyond supporting the BDS movement, making anti-Semitic statements, being filled with anti-Israel hate, and manifesting it often in different forums, she has blamed U.S. foreign policy for the suffering of Venezuela, propping up Maduro. She's blamed U.S. foreign policy for the al-Shabaab attack in Kenya. She's once requested leniency for ISIS fighters. So these examples make her wholly unequipped, unqualified to be serving on that committee because, you know, we are, this is United States foreign policy, one where we stand entirely against ISIS fighters, where, we are standing with the actual president of Venezuela, where we don't prop up Maduro or blame the United States of America for example, that al-Shabaab attack in Kenya. So it's greatly unfortunate, and it's not just a reflection of her principles. Listen, if I wanted to raise everybody's taxes, the House Republican Steering Committee would not appoint me to the House Ways and Means Committee. When she got appointed to the Foreign Affairs Committee, it was a reflection not only of her values, but also the values of the people who put her there. So for so many reasons, she shouldn't have been appointed to the committee in the first place, but because she's a Democrat, there's a double standard where we won't name names. She'll stay on the committee and we won't pass a resolution that will singularly, emphatically, forcefully condemn anti-Semitism. Instead, it'll be a watered down, spineless, all hate matters resolution. And I'm not playing along with that.
Yeah, no. And I was so proud of your leadership on that, Congressman. We're speaking with Lee Zeldin, who's the congressman from New York's 1st Congressional District. Real quickly, Congressman, there's a rally that's going to convene tonight in Times Square to address this issue with Representative Omar and ask Nancy Pelosi to remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. You're not able to be there because you've got to do votes in D.C. at that same scheduled hour. But if you could, what would your message be for the people gathered in Times Square tonight?
To speak up. They get it. They're there because they want to identify, confront, and crush elements that should not be empowered, elevated, or embraced. They want to combat anti-Semitism, understanding that it's not going to just go away on its own. We have seen what's happening to the Labour Party in the UK. We don't want to see that happen to a major party. Even if I'm a Republican and that's the other party, I do not want to see the Democratic Party become what the Labour Party has become on this particular issue. So you need to stand up, you need to speak out, and be part of that force for good that is going to identify and crush these evils, as opposed to just being silent, going along with Nancy Pelosi's play call of just saying, nah, they're new, they're uninformed, they have a bad choice of words. I'll have them apologize. Things will all be better. That's not the right approach.
Not at all. Congressman, thank you again for your leadership. Thanks for taking time with us today to explain it all. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to next time. Take care.
All right. That's Congressman Lee Zeldin. And what a true profile and courage he has been, because it is not easy to be in a blue state and be a conservative Republican who has these things to say, but he knows it's the right thing to say, and he's going to keep speaking up, and you're not going to be able to silence him because he's not that guy. You cannot co-opt Congressman Zeldin in that fashion. So again, if you want more information, come join us anytime between 5 and 7 tonight. We're going to be there. I'll be on stage somewhere around just after 6 o'clock, and I hope that you will be there as well. Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue live from the world's greatest city. Stay with us.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, I mean, that being so condensed and so natural, and you know, is amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. Like after I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so there's something going on in higher education that is pretty, it's pretty cynical if it is in fact occurring. And I've had this theory that this was possibly taking place, but it looks like now there's an open study that the University of Arkansas is actually working on, and they are beginning to find this as a trend. It actually involves professor bias deflating the grades of conservative students. Now, we've heard the horror stories of, a student being persecuted for some position they take in class discussion, etc. But you don't hear as much about other ways that may be using their freedom of speech or their ability to think for themselves clearly is injuring their time on the college campus. And you know me, if you listen to me for any length of time, I don't think the university is now what it used to be. And I certainly don't think it is the golden ticket to a best future for your kid necessarily, because of all of the indoctrination and the stuff they try to undo that you spent 18 years doing. Someone who cares about this is a mom of five who plans to, on five different occasions, spend 18 years building into her kids. But she rejoins us, Joy Pullman, the executive editor for The Federalist and a good friend of the show. Joy, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
So why did you write about this?
Well, it came across, my area of interest is education policy, so I subscribe to a number of lists that includes the research done by the University of Arkansas's Department of Education Reform. It's one of the few really good kind of clearinghouses and producers of original research on education that I frequently find interesting. So I came across it when they sent out a notice about some of their latest work. I saw the study, I clicked on it, I read it, and I decided to write about it.
Well, what is this new working paper from the University of Arkansas finding?
What it found, and I have to be clear, it's a small finding, but they said it was statistically significant. So that means it's more likely than not random chance. It's really evidence of something actually going on, that they found in the paper. So they found that self-identified conservative students, they enter college with higher SAT scores and grade point averages than do liberal students. But by the fourth year of college, their GPA dominance has reversed itself. Liberal students graduate college, or at least in their fourth year, with higher GPAs than conservative students. And the three folks who did this paper did a series of statistical analysis to try to separate out everything else. And they did get to the conclusion that at least some of that difference is based on the data they found, is related to professors' bias in the classroom.
So I want my listeners to understand clearly what you just laid out. So you have these conservative kids. Many of them may even be homeschooled, maybe come from private schools, etc. But they're going into college. They've done well on their SATs, higher than average. They've got the GPAs mm-hmm. that are beating their liberal counterparts. But by the fourth year, suddenly they're the dumb ones in the class.
Their GPA.
They're slipping.
A couple of points.
They're slipping the longer uh-huh. that they're in the school. They're getting dumber
right.
as they go, whereas the liberal kids are getting smarter. Joy,
I wouldn't say dumber and smarter. Really, what the folks in the paper were saying is that the professors, because they politically agree with the liberal students and disagree with the conservative students, are giving the conservative kids lower grades than they really had earned.
See, I didn't think it was possible that that would take place, so that's why I was assuming the conservative kids were becoming dumber and the liberal kids were getting smarter. Bias, actual bias, professors
yes.
picking and choosing winners is what you're saying in the classroom.
Exactly. And if there's further evidence, and the authors go through a number of hypotheses and they test them to try to see whether their findings are really true. And if it were so, how will we know that's the case? And so one of the reasons that they found that they think this is, the case is because if students were studying in the humanities and the social sciences, which are even more liberal than all the other domains of college,
sure.
that was where they had the biggest, and it's also the least objective. Right. There's a lot more subjective grading going into
where all
of
your
English paper
feminist studies
than into
and
a science lab. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So the biggest kind of dip in their grades happened when they were studying in those fields. There was no bias found when students were pursuing professional fields, some medicine, legal studies, that sort of thing. And in fact, conservative students performed better than liberal students on their GPA when they were studying hard science objective fields. So that was another reason that the researchers, thought that bias was the most likely explanation for what's going on.
Again, just trying to break it down for the average Joe that's listening to us. So if the student can prove that 2 + 2 = 4, they get an A.
Right.
If they're not convinced that Uncle Tom is really Aunt Sally just because he feels like it,
yes,
they
exactly.
may not get the A.
Exactly.
Well, Joy, that's just wrong. I'm sorry. I tend to be a simpleton about these things. This is wrong. So what is the what are the findings of the paper? What is the research recommending, if anything? And what have you thought about as a mom who studies and writes about education? How should our response be to this?
Well, the folks writing the paper basically called for more research. This is the first paper to investigate this question. And so, you know, social science, like the kind they're doing, is these sorts of analyses. You know, there's a lot of things that might go into something like this. So, you know, we should want to look for more evidence, you know, before we sit here and know that this is true for sure. So that's basically what they say at the end of their paper. We need to do a lot more work to see if more people find things like this using other data and, you know, other ways of trying to test whether this is the case. But the thing that I found really interesting, the authors talk about, they're working with college students, you know, they have graduate students. And so they say as a part of their conversations with students in colleges, because all these folks are professors themselves, right? Writing an academic research paper. And so they were saying that based on that personal experience, they have found that conservative kids from conservative backgrounds, homes, more religious families, have a harder time fitting into the social life of the campus. And just adjusting to kind of the kind of atmosphere that a college campus has. And so that was very interesting to me as a mother, because I instantly thought, for all kinds of reasons, this might be so. And of course, I have a conservative home. You know, I have kids who are being raised in a religious setting. And so, you know, some of them may go to college. I agree with you that I'm not going to push them there. But if their talents and aptitudes are a good fit, you know, we'll try to help them do that. So if and when my kids are going to college, I will want them to be able to do a good adjustment to pick a college atmosphere that is a good fit for them, so that they can, you know, do the best they can there. And really, it's an opportunity for them to succeed and advance in life, rather than something that sets them back, that makes them feel detached from home, that makes them feel, you know, I need an alternative to the word oppressed, but I don't want them to feel like college is something they have to get through and they're facing headwinds. I want it to be something that propels them forward into their futures and really adds to their lives.
Totally get that. And on that note, Joy Pullman, executive editor of The Federalist, I could do another hour of conversation on this with you. In fact, let's plan on doing something again soon about it, because you've said a mouthful in just that last couple of sentences. And I want people to go back and re-listen to the things that Joy said, because it was so packed with actual impacting truth. But we're sadly out of time for today. Great work. Good piece. We're going to link it up. Make sure people have it because it's worth checking out. Paper, Professor Bias May Deflate Conservative College Students' Grades. And as always, Joy has brought the goods in her column. So you want to make sure that you get that over at thefederalist.com. Joy Pullman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, we've got a lot to talk about, including the markets on this Monday. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, laws were passed by these United States and the government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to take portions of your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Yes, I said your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Sounds scary, and it is. And this has already been done in 8 countries in the last 7 years. It's called the bail-in. Get the facts by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In and see how all this was set up to help manage the out-of-control national debt that's only gotten worse. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing some of those funds into metals that you can own and hold. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have the peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 and request the Coming Bail-In White Paper. 844-604-2575 or visit landmarkgold.com.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to pain. painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010.
AM 970, The Answer. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And how is Alabama's woman governor going along with this? Because when women have a choice, women have freedom.
Leslie Jones ranting about politics, mostly just commenting on things she doesn't really understand. As are surprisingly, women all over Twitter this weekend. Because you would have thought that the Alabama law had been enacted by male rapists that were ready to impregnate a population and force everyone into subjection. Little did they understand that both the author of the bill and the signer of the bill were both women, the governor of Alabama and the author of the legislation. But it made me dig a little deeper. And Dr. Gina Loudon is back with me now. Dr. Gina, I have had probably a dozen conversations with everyone from the Trump campaign, some at the highest level, all the way to callers and pundits and other people in casual conversations with the bride, people at church. Across the board, I've had this kind of, and this term keeps coming up, suburban women. And I was a little bit mad at myself because I didn't really understand the demographic as well as I thought I did. So I went back this weekend and I researched it, and I found out that suburban women are, in fact, important. They helped swing the election in 2018 for the Nancy Pelosi takeover of Congress. But Dr. Gina, they also lost the last two presidential cycles, with Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton winning the suburban women vote. So I'm curious, as a suburban woman yourself, what do you make of this demographic and what it means to the 2020 cycle?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, the life issue is going to prompt a lot of women to vote. And I believe it will play strongly to Republican favor in the next election. I believe women are personally really tired of abortion laws that enable, men to do whatever they want with women, and women are expected to then just go get an abortion and make it go away. I myself, when we talk about men, you know, and you say, you know, that it's surprising to some that women, not to me at all, our current abortion laws allow all sorts of disgusting things to happen to women, not to mention the abortion itself, which is a butchering of sorts. And so, and not to mention the little women that are killed in abortion.
Right.
Nobody ever wants to talk about. They don't have a choice at all. And so, I personally feel like there are a lot of, I think we're going to be very surprised about the demographic that reacts to the conversation we're having right now about abortion. Because when you look at, for example, Black women, Hispanic women, traditionally, they are always, we tend to think of them as liberal voters, but I think that most of them in their hearts are pro-life, and especially as we continue to have this conversation and face the reality that is abortion, with a lot better technology and social media and ways that people can see what actually happens during an abortion, I think that it will drive the suburban and urban woman's vote out for Republicans. I truly do.
Well, it's interesting because, again, as a demographic, it doesn't even really exist. Like, one of the things I discovered is that when pollsters talk about suburban women, what they usually mean, that's usually code language for white, middle class or higher educated women. And they may live in the city and they may not live in the city, but that's usually, so read it elitist. They look at white elitist women and they say that's suburban women, and that's how but the demographics in suburbs are changing. You've got a far more diverse suburban pool of population than you've ever had before. And like you said, you've got more cultural influence from, for instance, the Black church or the strong Catholic Latino influence that populates a lot of Latino communities. And in all of these circumstances, you have far more people that disagree with, let's call it what Pete Buttigieg said last night on Fox News Channel. The 1% is what he termed the final trimester, the third trimester abortions. Gina, I didn't even know this, but I did some research today. Daily Caller Scott Moorfield has a great piece out on it. He says these are rare. They never happen. It's 1%. If you took every mass shooting victim from 1969 through this very second that we're speaking today, you have about 1,300 mass shooting victims on U.S. soil. You have 8,200 plus third trimester abortions committed during that same time. It may be statistically irrelevant to Pete Buttigieg because it needs to be a convenient talking point, but in reality, it's seven times worse than the mass shootings we keep being told are epidemic.
Oh, that's disgusting. I really wish I didn't know that. You know, the other thing that I think that needs to be addressed in this, Kevin, this is really a passion of mine, this exceptions for rape and incest. When a woman, I did post-abortive counseling during my whole first mass
shooting. Right.
That's what I did. And I can tell you that the woman is victimized once by the rape or the incest occurrence, and then she is victimized again by the abortion. And I, watching women after an abortion, after a rape or incest occurrence, I can tell you that they go into depression, they turn to alcohol and drugs, almost without exception. The suicide rate is five times higher.
Wow.
And if a woman goes ahead and gives life, whether she puts the child up for adoption or whether she keeps it, she heals. She heals, and her life has a new focus, and she's given life, and she's started a journey toward healing. There's a complete difference. And so these two exceptions that everybody likes to talk about, first of all, super rare, even get pregnant during a rape. That is just super rare because the body secretes a hormone that won't let you. But secondly, why victimize a woman twice who's already in a vulnerable position, not to mention killing baby?
Like,
we're never allowed to actually talk about the baby. But if we're just talking about the woman and it's all about our compassion for her, why would we re-victimize her by invading her body again?
Says a suburban woman on my radio show. Take that, Twitter. All right, Dr. Gina, love you to pieces. Thanks for being here again today and helping us think through this through. Yeah. Follow her on Twitter. Read her book, Mad Politics. It's one of the best reads you can read in the lead up to 2020. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Mike Gallagher doesn't understand the Democrat leadership.
Listen, this is a tactic that the left is using and the Democrats are now employing. Double down. The best defense is a good offense. Rather than be on defense, I guess, Pelosi and company are figuring, let's go at them. The problem is they're doing it at the expense of those who suffered from the Holocaust. What a time.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you just don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be that you're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You've heard me talking about them. You've heard me telling you how much they make a difference in my life. Not only have they given me extraordinary amounts of energy, but they've also helped me not get, for instance, seasonal bronchitis every time the weather changes like I used to get for years. I've been 3 years clear now completely. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. It's whole food plant fruit and vegetable material in a veggie capsule. And once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. And through Memorial Day weekend, you can get a $20 discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, with this special radio offer, it will only be available through Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. So here's what you do. You call 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. But you must use the discount code, The Answer, to get that discount. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. Hey, Kevin McCullough. So we have the kids, little ankle biters. They're all around the table at the brunch table on Sunday. But before they got into the restaurant, they decided to touch every potted planter that was on the sidewalk, walking from the car in. And then for some reason, my five-year-old became fascinated with the bottom of his shoe. Now I'm sitting there going, guys, we got to have brunch and you're going to have dirty hands. And then I remembered I had that Durasan stuff in my pocket. I pulled out two of those wipes. I had those hands clean, spick and span, faster than you could blink. And it was 100% safe and effective and, best part, alcohol free. Their hands didn't get all dried out and chapped. And now you can have the same germ fighting, safe, effective, alcohol free sanitation going on with your kids with water-based non-toxic hand sanitizers that clean, condition, and protect skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes them in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. They've also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that does the same job in your bathroom or kitchen. FDA approved, environmentally safe. We use it here at the station. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. They've even got an organic mosquito spray that safely protects from pathogens like Zika and other things that you may face this summer. So why don't you call today or go online and get 20% off your order when you do. Kevin McCullough listeners, Kevin McCullough Radio, you're going to get, bingo, 20% off just for mentioning the show. Go to 3w.durasan.com. That's D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-DURASAN. 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Wednesday, May 29th at Lenny's Clam Bar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Connolly's Corner, 71-17 Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens on Thursday, May 30th at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. and at the Adria. 221-17 Northern Boulevard in Bayside, Queens on Friday, May 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Well, just a little while from now, friends, we're all going to be gathered at 7th and 48, 711 7th Street, right there in front of that big comedy place, whatever it is. There's a big stage that's going to be set up there, and tens of thousands, we are hoping, will join us as we are asking the House of Representatives to consider removing Ilhan Omar from her foreign affairs post. We're expecting a lot of people, and I hope that you'll be with us. The program officially underway at 6 o'clock, and I'll be on stage somewhere around that time. All right. It is Monday, and it's a Monday following a kind of crazy economic week, so I can't really wait to talk with David Fisher about all that is going on. And, David, the tariffs kind of did kick in last week, and the retaliations kicked in last week, and so I'm curious as to what the markets are doing today. Have we ridden out the volatility that the back and forth of the China tariffs have played out? And did Canada and Mexico coming to some sort of resolution on their tariffs with the Trump administration late in the week, is that having a positive impact today? What's going on today?
Well, with the Canada and American agreement, we agreed to lift. Tariffs on the steel and aluminum, and so the Canada is fast and furiously getting ready to sign the new resolution on that, and so that should have some positive effect. It's not put into play yet. We're having some, you know, back to China, we're having all kinds of challenges with China in negotiations. It's not having a huge negative impact, except for in one sector, and that's the
the chip and the tech sector. Chips are down 15% in the last month. Micron, Intel, Nvidia, et cetera. You know, some other tech stocks are down as much as 35 to 40% off their 52 high.
Wow.
This is all because President Trump is hitting China at the heart of the technology transfer with China's big landmark of their company, their tech company called Huawei. And Huawei is has about 18% of all the tech, 13% of the global tech business. So what's happening is now there's a boycott going on. Google, Intel, and others are totally cutting their ties with Huawei effectively on because President Trump did a U.S. ban of working any U.S. companies working with the Chinese tech giant. We're talking about U.S. chip makers, Qualcomm, Intel, Broadcom. They all have reported they're stopping supplying parts to Huawei. So this is sending a message at the heart of the technology transfer, because that's what they have never come to negotiate on. And so this has been the challenge, and we'll see how this all plays out. But it is affecting the markets.
Yeah, and on Tech Tuesday tomorrow, I'll get into deeper with this with Ari Zoldan. But the idea here, of course, is that China has ripped off every piece of technology that has been produced in China. So you can't even begin to set up even like a tennis shoe factory unless you give them the blueprints to what you want to make. And, of course, what that does is feed an inferior market of substitutes that they've been able to quantify pretty well. But where are we at with the overall negotiations? I mean, what's the worst-case scenario on what China does at this point?
Well, so in a pun way, there's a little bit of pandemonium going on. China's is pulling out, quote, their big guns. This is one of their big guns. They're revoking their Chinese pandas from the San Diego Zoo. That's a big deal for some people. But the biggest thing is really what's coming up is that they're threatening to do a financial nuclear option. They own $1.13 trillion in treasuries, and they're cutting their treasury holdings. They have been cutting at the fastest rate for 2 years, but they're talking about doing a mass liquidation of $1.13 trillion in treasuries. That would hurt our economy. The reports are saying interest rates would rise. It would affect the U.S. economy, damaging it. So it'd be also damaging China, selling all those treasuries all at once. But, you know, they think in terms of legacy, and they want to save face. So this is why there's just huge stalemate now happening at the trade. And, in fact, China, there's an article coming out of The Diplomat that helps us explain where China really is. And they are have a closed mind now towards the negotiations. So that's unfortunate. They've totally backed away from the negotiating table.
You know what was sad was, and we spoke with Gordon Chang about this a couple of weeks ago, they had this negotiation all but done. And it was Minister Jing himself that exited. Like, he came out and he's like, okay, everything that you guys have done, I'm against. And really took it back so many steps. But let's talk about what that does. So say they cash in $1.13 trillion. Is that enough in and of itself to trigger a bail-in of sorts, David Fisher?
Well, that's the heart of the beat of the bail-in, is having people own treasuries and hold treasuries to support the debt structure. You know, we know that China's been doing that. Russia's been selling almost all the treasuries this year. But if this is this, that's why they call this the nuclear option. That would trigger a bail-in. So if we start to see this happening, get ready for interest rates to soar. The government would have to say who's going to buy treasuries, because the treasury just cannot, you know, pay back $8 trillion. So they would have to create enough treasuries to fund the money for China to get their money back on this. So this would be a bail-in that would be immediately triggered, I would think.
All right.
That's why you got to roll over some money, the precious metals, and get some safety from this event that might come soon.
Yeah. And you've been hearing us talk about the bail-in, and there's more that you can listen to if you get the podcast of the show. But the bail-in, how to protect your money in spite of that, is really what the white paper, The Coming Bail-In, goes into great detail about. And David Fisher makes that available to you at no cost. And it's the 2019 edition. So there's updated information. Even if you got the one in 2018, this one has more information. information, absolutely free. You can get it when you call 844-604-2575. But don't let yourself be found victim to an angry premier in China's whim. Get yourself protected now before that happens. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Dave Fisher, thanks so much.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters as we take over the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon. Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties, and we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
At 6 p.m., we're going to unveil the billboard. Easy for me to say. That's going to ask everyone in Times Square to contact Nancy Pelosi and ask her to step off the Foreign Affairs Committee. So if you can just join us a little bit from now, would appreciate it. 711 7th Avenue, Times Square, 7th and 48th, right there in front of the Comedy Shop. And you'll see the stage. You'll see everybody there. I'll be on stage just shortly after 6 o'clock, and I hope that you're going to join us. So that's all taking place tonight, and then we'll keep you posted on what happens. But a big lineup of people that are scheduled to be there, and it's important that we speak up because the wrongdoing by Ilhan Omar cannot just continue to be countenanced with no action. Friend, we can't keep saying to people that are doing the wrong thing, oh, don't do that, and then they don't change their way, and then we just let it go. They'll never stop doing it at that point. I was referencing this with Lee Zeldin at the top of the hour. It's a lot like having kids. You got to tell people consequences come with your choices. And I know that we don't like that. This whole Alabama law, you know what it's exposed? It's exposed the fact that people don't want to have consequences to their choices. If they sleep with someone out of wedlock and without any kind of birth control enacted, they don't want the consequence of getting pregnant. But that's the way it works. So make better choices.
Oh, you don't understand, Kev. I'm in the throes of passion. Just can't stop.
Really? You're some sort of mindless animal that has no ability to discern control over your own yes and yes and no. I don't understand why it even needs to be a point of discussion. But I am much more educated on it than Pete Buttigieg is, who, again, I said this a little bit earlier. I just want you to be aware. Last night on Fox News, he was at a town hall, and he implied that third trimester late-term abortions compose only 1% of the abortions performed. But if you just take 1% from last year, you have over 6,000 abortions being done. Did you know that since 1969, the total number of mass shootings is 1/7 the amount of all of the third trimester abortions that have been performed in America? I mean, we're told that's an epidemic. We're told this doesn't even exist. Friends, better choices is what we got to make. I'm Kevin McCullough.